At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. ActiveGuard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
I always enjoy talking basketball with one of my favorites, legendary Gopher, NBA champion, the Professor of Hoopology. That's a cool nickname. Double T, Trent Tucker joins us courtesy of the John Schuster Cole Banker Hotline. How you doing, Double T?
I'm doing good, Lake, man. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. I love it and enjoy listening to you on Saturday mornings as well. Let me ask you this. Who gave you that nickname, the Professor of Hoopology? Or is that something you came up with because of the apparel and stuff?
I think Dave Senekin.
Really? He was the one that gave you that?
I think so, yeah.
That's awesome, man. I love it.
And maybe because of the Hoopology trademark as well.
That's what I'm saying. I love the trademark, man. You need to bust some of that gear back out, man. Come on now.
I do. I just renewed the trademark to make sure I didn't lose it.
Hey, let me ask you this real quick before we get into talking about the current day NBA. Do you have a relationship still with Charles Oakley?
Oh, yeah. I talk to him every now and then. We don't talk as much, but you know, we still have a good relationship. Yeah.
Well, you know, because he's a cigar guy, he likes to play golf. I know that he come and supports your golf event years ago. That's a guy I got to meet one day. Because man, you talking about stories, bruh? I'm seeing a bunch of like clips of him talking right now and doing interviews. I'm like, oh, I need to sit down with the Oak man. That's something right there.
Yeah. Oak's a good dude, man. You know, he was a really good teammate. You know, he's always been a good friend. And, you know, the one thing about Charles Oakley is that if you don't want to hear what he has to say, don't ask the question.
Exactly. And plus, I got to respect it, man. He's a, you know, HBCU Virginia Union. I believe he went to Virginia Union, and being a Morehouse cat, yeah. You know, I love me some HBCUs. But let's talk some NBA, and let's start with the Wolves before we expand out a little bit. Just kind of your thoughts on the way that the season has started for the Minnesota Timberwolves. I know that they had the scare early with the hamstring injury for Anthony Edwards, but he missed a few games. He's bounced back from that. Currently, right now, the Wolves have a record of 7-4. They're sixth in the West, three games behind the Oklahoma City Thunder, who are 10-1. Spectacular start to the season for them. But what's been your thoughts on watching the Wolves early?
Well, you know, I think they're still trying to figure out, you know, who's going to really be their point guard going forward. And right now they're doing it by committee, and so far so good. But I think it's a position that at some point in time they're going to have to take a serious look at, because when you get into the playoffs and all of a sudden now you're playing against the best of the best, They're going to come up with a game plan that's going to exploit your weaknesses. And right now, the Wolves don't have that legitimate point guard in the back that can really handle pressure and get them into their offensive sets.
I'm totally with you. I said from day one, Dante DiVincenzo is not a point guard. People say, well, we want to see Anthony Edwards bring the ball. I'm like, Anthony Edwards is not a point guard. Yes, he can run a little bit of offense, whatever, but he needs to be off the ball. The bottom line is, you know, we're going to have to see some sort of development from Rob Dillingham at some point. And I'm not saying give him a ton of minutes, but he's got to improve. He's got to get better, correct?
Well, you know, I think Rob Dillingham is a guy that when he came into the league, there's a certain game that he played. He came off the bench at Kentucky, and he was a primary scorer. And what I believe the Wolves are hoping that could happen, that he could – make the transition to become a legitimate point guard. I just don't think it's in his game. It's not his fault because, you know, the player he is, that's who he is. And most teams will always try to see if they can convert a player to a different position, but he's not a point guard. And asking him to do what legitimate point guards are supposed to do, I think is unfair.
He's arrived. I've been talking about him. I've been a fan since day one. But in my opinion, Jaden McDaniels has arrived. He is showing to everybody that he is emerging as a legitimate star in this league. And I'm not talking about star in terms of like he's going to be somebody front and center on ESPN every night on SportsCenter, but just a guy that's going to show up and he's going to be an integral part of the team every single night, and he is going to be a consistent performer every single night. I'm not sitting here saying that he's a finished product because he's still young in his career, but man, he is he's taking the leap, it feels like, right now in front of our eyes.
I agree with you. He has really worked on his game, you know, during the offseason. It seems like that mentally he knows exactly what he wants to do on the offensive end of the floor. And I guess when you're in a system for a couple of years, you know, that's where you can find that comfort zone. But I agree with you. He's playing some really good basketball, and the way that his offensive game has evolved, it's going to free up Rudy Gobert for some more easy baskets in the lane as well.
Yeah, we're talking to Trent Tucker here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. One of the things that I think that fans of the Wolves thought was going to happen and it was going to be easy, and I never thought it was going to be easy, but I think that people thought that with Nickeil Alexander-Walker, that, yeah, you're going to lose something defensively, but Terrence Shannon Jr. is just going to step in and he's just going to pick up the slack offensively. That's not the case. Like, Terrence Shannon Jr. has got a lot of work to do. It has not been easy for him to slide in and do the type of things that Nickeil was able to do. What have been your thoughts on him early in this season?
Well, everything you said is right on, because, you know, Nickeil Alexander-Walker was a complete basketball player. He didn't just bring one thing to the table. The only things that we've seen from Terrence Shannon is that when he had a chance to play a year ago, he was a guy that came in and gave you a spark offensively. He wasn't asked to extend his role as a player on this team a year ago, but now you're asking him to do more, and he's not ready and prepared to do that as of yet. Not saying that he can't get to that point at some point in time during the season or maybe next year or so, but Nickeil Alexander-Walker was more of a complete basketball player, more so than one-dimensional.
What do you think of Rudy Gobert's game? Because I actually think that Rudy's playing at a level right now that a lot of people just really aren't appreciating. He's kind of flying under the radar, and I just think it's because he's been around so long and he's a vet.
Well, you know, Rudy is doing the things that they brought him here to do. And his teammates now finally understand how to get him more involved offensively, how to put him in situations offensively where he can function. They know they need him to anchor the back end of their defense and to protect the basket. But also when you understand, you know, what your teammates are good at, and then you have the personnel to help those guys achieve some of those things, is only going to make you a better basketball team. And Rudy Gobert has fitted into this franchise very well as of late.
All right, so Oklahoma City Thunder, I don't think there's any question they're the best team in the league. Who's the second best team in the NBA?
That's a good question. You know, that's a very, very good question. You know, the Lakers have played well over the last five games or so. And I think there was 8-3 or something.
They're 8-3. You are correct. 8-3.
And when LeBron James comes back, it's going to be a huge adjustment for J.J. Redick, because now, you know, they're going to have to play differently. And how long will that take for all of that to gel and smooth things out and to get them back to playing good basketball once again? So if I had, you know, to pick one team right now who might be the second best team, it might be the Lakers.
Yeah, you know, the interesting team that struggles some, and I know that Steph's been out with some injuries and stuff like that, but Golden State is, I don't know, I'm kind of concerned about Golden State because Steph's up there in age, man, the same way that LeBron is up there in age, and if LeBron's going to miss time or if Steph's going to miss time, then I think that Golden State's going to be in trouble.
Well, you know, he's a guy that drives the engine for them. I think he's been out, you know, with the illness here or there, and they know that they cannot, you know, go a long period of time without having Steph Curry on the floor because he means so much to them. And losing him in the second round of the playoffs a year ago against the Wolves, you know, was a major disaster for the Golden State Warriors. So they know how important Steph Curry is to them.
All right, so the Dallas Mavericks made some news today firing Nico Harrison. Do you think that was a good move? Because – you know, the fans are in their feelings, and the fans kind of force that. I'm not sure if I would have allowed the fan base to just kind of force Nico out this early in the season.
Well, you know, if we want to be honest with this, it wasn't Nico Harris who made the trade. Somebody above him told him to do it because he wouldn't have just traded Luka Doncic just because he woke up one morning and walked into the front office and said, I'm gonna trade Luka Doncic. Are you guys okay with that? That had to come from somewhere. So it's unfortunate, you know, that he's going to be the fall guy for this situation. But, you know, the front office, when things don't go well and they know they may have had a hand in something like this taking place, you have to have a fall guy for this situation. But Luka was out of shape last year for the Dallas Mavericks.
Yep.
And when he got to L.A., you saw how the Wolves exposed him. And maybe, you know, let's say if Nico did make this deal, by Nico making this trade, he forced Luka to take a different look at himself and a different look at his career going forward. He said, if you are going to be the basketball player that you want to be, you're going to have to change some of your behaviors during the offseason and get yourself in better shape. And if you're not going to get in better shape, as good as you are, your career may not last that long. So I think it was something that was coming. And I think, you know, the ownership was just waiting for the right time to make the move. And when Anthony Davis can't stay healthy and Kyrie Irving is still injured, it's going to be hard for the Dallas Mavericks to win basketball games. So Nico Harris had to be the fall guy for that.
All right, I want to ask you about one final guy before we let you go. And, look, he's extremely talented, but he's always hurt. And, no, I'm not talking about Anthony Davis. Zion Williamson. Right now, the New Orleans Pelicans are 2-8. He is injured again. I think he needs a change of scenery. I don't think it changes him from an injury perspective, but I just don't think it's ever going to work out in New Orleans. And look, let's be clear. Zion has been playing for years. He's still only 25 years old. So his career, he's got plenty of seasons left in the NBA, but right now he signed a monster 5-year $197 million contract. The New Orleans Pelicans can't even keep him on the court. What do you how do you view that situation in New Orleans? Because it's not good right now. They're losing and losing and losing, and he's not playing.
Well, it's not much they can do because, to be great, you have to be available. And right now he's not able to reach his full potential. It's because he can't stay on the floor physically. And it's a tough situation for any organization, you know, to be in when your best player can't stay healthy. And if he goes to another team, finds himself in a different situation, if your body just can't hold up, like it just can't hold up. And it's sad to see.
And he's in better shape this year.
Right. And we all know that when he is healthy and ready to go, you know, he could easily – other than Wembanyama, be the most, you know, most dynamic force in the NBA.
Yeah. Oh, I lied. I got one more question. I have seen people float out there the, you know, possibly that the Wolves have inquired about Ja Morant. I want to get your thoughts on it. I'm not interested in Ja Morant. I don't want to deal with the off the court stuff. He's a phenomenal player on the basketball court. Maybe he's starting to figure it out off the court. But what you would have to give up to get Ja Morant, I'm not giving away more number one picks because you gave up a million of them to get Rudy, and then you're giving up Rudy and some other pieces. Your thoughts on Ja Morant?
It all depends on who you have to give up. Okay, but it's a talent that if someone calls you about him, you got to pick up their phone.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you got to pick up their phone. And as you talked about, you know, Zion maybe being in a different environment, you know, that could help him. And maybe it could help, you know, Morant as well if he was around, you know, different players with a different mindset. Because we all know that the talent is there. And if you put him on this team, and if the players on this team can get him to think differently about his approach to the game, him and Anthony Edwards together in the backcourt, you know, that would be pretty good.
What would you be willing to give up to get Ja Morant?
Well, I don't think they would take Rudy Gobert. Is because, you know, he's at the end of his career. You know, they might be looking to see if Naj Reid is included into a package. And with the way that Julius Randle is playing right now, and I think he's going to be around for maybe 3 or 4 more years. If Memphis makes the call, I have to pick up the phone to hear what they have to say.
So let me propose something to you, and I'm not even sure if this would financially work. Would you trade Naz Reid, Julius Randle, and a number one pick for Ja Morant?
No, not both of them, no. I wouldn't do that.
See, thank you.
I wouldn't do that.
I'm not doing all that.
I wouldn't do that. No,
thank you.
No.
That's giving up way too much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, if I had to trade one of them, that is something that I could consider.
Trade one. If we're talking about Naz Reid and a one, I'd do it in a heartbeat. But Memphis is going to ask for way more than that.
Even if it was Julius Randle and a one.
Yeah.
Or two number ones. It's something I would think about because
I'm not giving up a whole bunch of ones, man. We don't have many ones to begin with. We gave them all away for Rudy.
But Morant is only in his mid-20s. So tell me, if you had to make some number one draft picks available to get Morant, knowing that he and Anthony Edwards could be in the backcourt for 4 or 5 more years, you ask yourself, how many guys coming out of college is going to give me that type of production over the next 5 years?
Give me Darren Peterson.
I still take Ja Morant.
Oh, I would take Darren Peterson over Ja Morant any day. Hey, I'm going to tell you this right now. You go watch my Rock Chalk Jayhawk, Darren Peterson. This kid he's being compared to Kobe Bryant. That's how good he is right now.
Well, see, I don't need Kobe Bryant. Because I got Anthony Edwards.
Oh, you don't need point guard. You don't need Kobe Bryant, but you're going to take Kobe Bryant.
No, I don't need Kobe Bryant because I tell you why. The Portland Trail Blazers made the mistake by not taking Michael Jordan because they had Clyde Drexler. Okay? See, but they said, well, we don't need – but see, when other two guards became available, they said, we don't need another two guard because we got Michael Jordan. I don't need another – somebody who's going to compete with Anthony Edwards, because right now my glaring hole on my team is at the point guard position.
Yeah, but he also he also plays point.
If I can get that talent right now, and get him right and put him in the backcourt with Anthony Edwards, Rudy Gobert might average 30 points a game.
Hey, I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm going to tell you this right now, Double T. I am going to one of these dates with one of the Kansas games. I'm going to send you an invite. We're going to meet up at a nice establishment. I'll take care of the bill, and we're going to sit there and watch Darren Peterson, and you're going to go on record. You're going to be like, Lake, I see what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm going to see what you're talking about because I trust you, but I'm looking right. See, you know, my window, you know, how big is my window?
Yeah.
My window might be 3 or 4 years. And see, if I can get Ja Morant this year, And we got to the Western Conference Finals the last 2 years without a real legitimate point guard able to play because Mike Conley Jr. is getting older.
Yeah.
Now just imagine now when you go double team Anthony Edwards and you got Ja that can go out and get 40 by himself on a single night. That puts you in a whole nother situation when you talk about winning an NBA championship.
I hear you. Hey, double team, man, you're the best, man. I appreciate you.
Anytime, Lake, man.
All right, talk to you. That's Double T, Trent Tucker, joining us here on the Lake Show. I know we went a little bit over, so let's get a quick break, come back. We'll do a quick follow-up segment before we get into Word on the Street at 8:30.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
All right, after we get to weather, we'll get to Word on the Street a little bit later, a segment behind. But I did want to throw this out there, and anybody on the text line can help me with this, because I'm not exactly sure where in the state Dodge Center is. If anybody out there knows, text line 651-461-9226, where Dodge Center is. The reason why I bring this up is because there's a young man from Triton High School by the name of Pierce Peterson. He is a four-star he's a four-star football player, and it looks like he plays basketball too. Gopher Hole retweeted him, and because he had tweeted, "I remain committed to Penn State." He committed to Penn State football and appreciate everything they've done for me. But with some uncertainty around the coaching situation, I've decided to reopen my recruitment. In which Gopher Hole retweeted him and said, "Triton's Pierce Peterson, Peterson, remains committed to Penn State, but reopens his commitment. Stay home, Pierce." Let me say this. I don't, because I think that people get a little bit confused. This is my take on it. And I think it's Peter Sohn, because it's S-O-H-N. And I'm not familiar with this kid, clearly, okay? I don't even know where Dodge Center is. If anybody on the text line knows, hit me up. This is the deal. Gopher Hole's getting excited, saying that he remains committed to Penn State, but reopens his commitment. He says he's committed to Penn State and appreciate everything they've done for him, but they got an uncertainty about their coaching situation, so he's reopened his recruiting. If you say that you're reopening your recruitment and Gopher Hole says that he's committed, but he reopens his commitment, then he's not committed. I hate when we spin it that way. If a kid, in my opinion, if a kid reopens, if they are talking to other schools, they're not committed to one then.
Well, I think he's...
I know what they're trying to do. Yeah. I get what they're trying to do. They're saying, well, I'm still over here, but you're not really fully over here. You're not fully committed to Penn State.
You're still technically, you know, I guess by the letter of the law, committed to Penn State.
You're my wife, but you're talking to other dudes. I mean, come on, man. Can we just be honest about what's going on here?
Well, this is...
You're not fully committed.
Right, but
so don't try to sell me on that.
Right, but this is... This is just what it is at this day and time.
And I'm calling it for what it is.
Yeah, if he's, you know.
He's open to going somewhere else.
But he's still open to staying at Penn State as well.
Yeah.
Like all of his options
are on
the
table. That's the point, though. That's the point. He's open, wide open to whoever. He's not committed to Penn State is my point. That's exactly my point. I just think it's interesting how we do this and we try to frame it one way. When a kid reopens up their, and this is smart on his part.
Yeah, you don't want to decommit.
Because James Franklin is no longer the head coach, and he should be talking to other institutions. All I'm saying is this a weird thing to position it as, yeah, I'm still rolling with these guys, but I'm talking to everybody else. No, you're in the dating pool or you're not in the dating pool.
No, I have no problems with how he.
I didn't say I had a problem with it. But let's frame it the right way.
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's not telling any lies though. He's like technically
not saying that.
So you just don't like it.
I don't. It's not framed properly. How can you say I'm talking to everybody that's picking up the phone and reaching out to me, courting me, but I'm committed to this school? That's not a commitment to me. It's not. I'm sorry.
Until you decommit from Penn State, you're still technically committed to that. So I have no problem with that. Like, because he's saying, I'm still committed. I might be talking to everybody else, but I have not withdrawn from Penn State. I am still committed to Penn State.
What is a commitment then?
The commitment what is
No, I'm not talking about the technicality of signing a piece of paper. What is a commitment to a school? If you're committed to a school, an institution, or a coach, and James Franklin left, if you are talking to everybody else, to me that's not a commitment. In my eyes, maybe I'm the weirdo in this. Maybe I'm looking at it all wrong. I guess you're engaged to this woman, but I'm talking to 12 other chicks on the side. I mean, it's just weird to me. Dodge Center is near Rochester, sounds like.
Yeah, I think it's just west of Rochester is what I'm seeing.
Okay. All right, cool. Dodge Center, let's go. And I'm not throwing shade at the kid. It's just the way that we frame these things, to me, is just totally off. Like, look, wherever he goes, whether he goes to, if he says, you know what, I'm leaving Penn State and I'm going to go play for PJ Fleck, more power to him. If he goes somewhere, wherever he goes, more power. I root for kids. I don't root against kids. I'm just saying the way it's kind of framed and positioned, like via Gopher Hole, and even the way that he laid it out, I don't think it's accurate.
Henry wants you to be more educated and use better words.
That's not what I'm saying. Take a stand. Be 10 toes down, one way or the other. We get to Word on the Street. That's next year on The Lake Show.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hi, DSW. birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
All right, it's time for Word on the Street. A segment late, but no worries, we're right on time. Let's get to Word on the Street with Chris Tubbs.
I like that. We're a little late, but right on time. Hey, Wendy Williams. I know she's been in the news and
For a while.
A lot of confusion over what
her health and everything. Yeah,
yeah. And listen, I'm not the biggest Wendy Williams fan. I never understood the appeal, but at the end of the day, I just feel like she has been put in such a bad spot by people that maybe were looking to take advantage of her. Well, an update says that Wendy Williams does not have the medical condition a judge has used to justify keeping her in a highly restrictive guardianship for more than 3 years. This is according to a top neurologist. Sources say that Wendy recently completed a battery of tests in New York City, and the neurologist concluded that she does not have frontotemporal dementia. The neurologist provided Wendy's legal team with the results late last month. The findings conflict with an earlier test when, according to Wendy's guardian, she tested positive for the condition. Now, frontotemporal dementia, according to multiple experts who have spoken on it, never gets better. It only gets worse. Yet Wendy has exhibited remarkable neurological resilience since she became clean and sober 3 years ago, although she is still locked in that guardianship. Wendy's legal team is planning to file legal documents with the court in the next 2 weeks, paving the way for a hearing where they will ask the judge to terminate the guardianship. If the judge digs in and refuses to end the guardianship, powerhouse lawyer Takapina will then demand a jury trial and ask jurors to free Wendy.
It seems like, because we'll see how this plays out, but I mean, could it just be as simple as she got clean and sober 3 years ago? Right?
I mean, like, maybe it could.
Maybe it's just that simple. Because we know that when you clean up your lifestyle, you tend to be in a better place in life.
A lot of things can change for you. I'm very curious now, kind of with this judge, if there's some sort of, I don't want to say vendetta, because you never want to think that judges have vendettas, but it's like, you have this now. Would they be willing to reconsider everything? Would this judge be willing to reconsider based on this new information. I'll be very curious with that.
They should always be open to looking at more information.
You
would think.
You would think so, yeah. If only some other people would do the same. Hey, somebody that's not going to be taking in new information is Diddy, because Diddy did what Diddy shouldn't have done, and he hasn't been at
Diddy?
Did he? Well, you're going to have to listen to find out if he did or if he didn't. Well, he hasn't been at his New Jersey prison digs for very long, but he's already facing possible punishment for breaking the rules. This according to a new report. According to CBS News documents, Diddy's already run afoul of prison rules just a few days into his incarceration at Fort Dix. Diddy reportedly made a three-person call to discuss issuing a statement to the New York Times, but ended up in a violation of the Bureau of Prison Rules. Now, the BOP, Bureau of Prison Rules, they bar inmates from adding multiple people to phone calls for fear inmates could use them to coordinate criminal activity. During the November 3rd call, which I did not know, Diddy reportedly spoke to an unnamed woman about getting in touch with a digital person about blogs. Who's talking about blogs nowadays? I mean, what is this, like, you know, 2005? He then allegedly discussed arranging weekend visits with loved ones, recommending they bring, quote, 200 singles.
Ladies?
I don't know. Apparently,
no,
there's a...
No,
hey.
200 singles. He's talking about dollars.
Oh, I know.
Okay. I said women.
Oh, yeah.
And you were like, oh.
No, but I'm just wondering, like, there aren't going to be women. So who's he giving the singles to? You know what? Never mind. That's a story for another day. Prison rules prevent visitors from coming out of the facility with cash, but coins are allowed to make the vending allowed in the vending machine. So he can't make it rain, but he can make it hail. So maybe he's got that going for him, which is nice. So after the two were done talking, the woman reportedly added a third party to the call, an unidentified man in violation of prison regulations. I just can't get over you going blah, 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 to me, which is, you know. It makes sense. And I deserve that. According to the documents, Diddy later told prison officials he was chatting with his female lawyer, who added his PR guy to the call to draft a statement to be sent to the New York Times after he approved it. Diddy denied he was discussing blogs and provided no reason why he would want to issue a statement to the New York Times.
Because it's Diddy and he wants attention. Come on now. It's Diddy.
That's pretty much what it
the
is.
The shiny suit man. It's P. Diddy, people.
Diddy. You know?
Did he or didn't he?
Yeah, he did. But he shouldn't have. I think that's where we're going with that. Hey, Jeff Goldblum, his role as the Wizard of Oz not only changed his legacy, but it changed his diet. This according to the Hollywood Legend, and he stopped eating meat and poultry after filming. Very interesting. Now, the 73-year-old Oscar-nominated actor revealed the news yesterday on the British daytime show This Morning, citing the character, the Oz, Wizard of Oz, citing the character's cruelty to animals in the film. He said he made the decision to make a conscientious effort to switch it in real life. Goldblum told the host, quote, "I'm happy. We need the world to work for everybody on Earth and every creature." Now he joins co-stars Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo in opting for a more veggie-heavy diet. They've both been vegan since 2013. Wicked for Good opens up a week from Friday.
Have you done, like, an extreme, like, diet before?
I have not, no.
You haven't done, like, all juice and no meat or whatever? Nothing like that?
I haven't, no.
Oh, I have. And it does help clean out your gut, dude. I've done, like, where I didn't eat meat for, like, a month.
Mm-hmm.
Lost weight, got, you know, did more fruits and vegetables. I mean, yeah. It does help. As human beings, we should detox from now on in.
Sure. Yeah.
Ouch.
What?
Kid from Kentucky fell right on his tailbone.
Oof. I saw you kind of grabbed your back. You said, ouch. I wonder if you just had, like, for me, I have, like, those old man spasms. I just wonder if you had a spasm, but you were looking at somebody playing basketball.
My bad.
No, I was concerned about your health. That's why I'm wondering, you know.
Ouch.
Okay. By the way, Wicked for Good already got our tickets.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a theater guy.
I'm a theater guy. Yeah. Of course, this is going to be the movie version. The Broadway version is actually going to be coming via the Hennepin Theater Arts next July or something. And my 15-year-old has made it. She's made it perfectly aware that she's interested in that.
That's her thing.
Yeah, she loves it. And you know what? Wicked, I didn't really know much about it. Great performance. Wicked for Good. It's going to be good. Like, I love a good musical. I also love a good horror film, too. Now, for many fans in Carrie, it's got the one, the Stephen King film. Mm-hmm. The one identifiable scene is where Sissy Spacek, she has that blood, the pig's blood that comes down on her.
Yep.
Well, for many fans, that scene is legendary. But for the star, it's a reminder of how terrible it was to film. Ahead of next year's 50th anniversary of the 1976 film based on the Stephen King novel, she talked to Entertainment Tonight about the now famous scene. She also expressed shock about that the film is almost half a century old. Now, she starred as the bullied high schooler who has telekinetic abilities which become unleashed over the course of the film, culminating in a fit of murderous rage over some very aggressive bullying where she was being doused with pig's blood. One thing stuck out to her, quote, how sticky movie blood is. She said it was terrible, terrible, terrible. Amazon MGM Studios is preparing a Carrie series made from the material to be made by Mike Flanagan, who created Midnight Mass for Netflix and directed Dr. Sleep, essentially a sequel for The Shining, and SpaceX said she will be watching.
Let me look at something real. She's 75. Wow.
Yeah.
Sissy SpaceX. She turns, and listen, do you know when she turns 76?
When?
December the 25th.
Oh!
Hey, now!
Happy birthday.
That's awesome.
Carrie.
Dude. That is awesome. All right, that's going to wrap up Word on the Street. Final segment of The Lake Show coming up next. All right, final segment here on this Tuesday night.
Regardless of what people think, I think you're talented, Henry.
See, why are you... Why is Donald Trump catching strays here at the end of the show? We're going to make that the bite of the night tomorrow night. So the people that are listening now, they're like, what are they talking about, Trump?
Yeah.
You're here tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Oh, I get to go home and watch some action. We got two Mac football games going.
Maction, baby. Maction, maction. We want maction. Maction. Maction.
A quick reminder. Or let me just kind of lay this out for people, because people are going to be like, what the heck is going on with Henry Lake? All right, so we are at the end of the year. And for all the shows, you're going to see some mixing and matching. All right, let's just be honest. There's going to be some mixing and matching with shows. There will be people that will be filling in, and there will be people that will be swapping shows and stuff like that. I mean, it happens.
Yeah, swapping, baby. Let's go.
During the holiday season.
Woo.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I am in tomorrow, but off Thursday and Friday. Okay? Back next week. But now, I am off for like 2 weeks in a row, Chris. I don't even think you knew that.
No, I didn't know.
Thanksgiving week, I'm here Monday, Tuesday, and then off for the rest of the week.
Okay.
And I think you're off the rest of the week, right?
Yes.
So we're off together, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yes.
But then that following week, mm-hmm. I have some business to tend to, personal business to tend to, so I'm off that entire week.
Okay.
So it's essentially a week and a half off, and I'm back for a couple of weeks. And then, like, the last almost 2 weeks of December.
You're completely gone? So when you say, when you say see you next year, I'll be like,
yeah,
damn, really?
I'm going to be like, I'll see you next year.
Yeah.
Seriously. Like, I think that my last, I'll have to take a look at the schedule, but it's something like I'm outy-fi-thouty.
You sound like you had a lisp.
I'm outy-fi-thouty on outy-fi-thouty on December the dude. It's like I think I'm gone like on the 19th or something like that.
Wow!
And I'll see you next year.
Yeah, where are you going? Cancun,
Jamaica,
to bed.
I wish we could roll over vacation, but you can't.
Oh, anyway. I know. I got so much I got to burn, too. Yeah. I don't even know the days that I'm using it.
All right, but we'll be here full show tomorrow night. We got plenty of guests. We'll talk to you then at 6 p.m. right here on The Good Neighbor.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.